Daring to be vulnerable. Welcome to this meditation. It's a gift to yourself to take some time off, to listen and concentrate on yourself. The more you care about yourself, the more you are able to give out that care to others. It needs you to receive, to give again. So close your eyes and listen. Take a deep breath and realize that to have loving relationships, you will need to keep your heart open and be willing to be vulnerable. You do not want to build walls and shut out people, as those walls imprison you personally more than they keep others out. You will have to take them down. All of them that you have put between you and others to have soul relationships. For walls are obstacles keeping you away from receiving abundantly and reaching out with love. Breathe. Take another breath and practice keeping your heart open, even when you are in difficult situations. Be aware that doing so awakens your heart center and brings you closer to your soul. So be aware. When you are willing to be vulnerable, you have nothing to defend. You do not need to apologize or to explain yourself to others. You accept yourself as you are and accept others as they are. Breathe, and do not try to live up to others' expectations or to an image of perfection so others will think better about you. Just be you. Stop feeling inferior or superior to others, as everyone is in his own way, perfect, whole, and complete. Be conscious of the strength that comes from showing others that your actions are maybe not always perfect, but that you are a lovable, worthy, and a wonderful person just the way you are. Simply surrender to yourself and breathe. Be simply vulnerable. Let go of your pride, so you can create more love between yourself and others. If someone seems hurt or angry, heal the relationship by asking yourself how you might change the way you offer love. Remember, forgive yourself and others are forgiven. Be willing to look at yourself honestly. Admit when you have been unloving and extend an offer of peace. Examine what thoughts, beliefs, and feelings are separating you from others and ask yourself if you are willing to change them. Do you feel safe enough to admit that you are not always behave perfect or loving all the time? Can you accept that you daily identify with your human roles, struggling with your ideas of good and bad, living this human life? Can you forgive and accept yourself, and thus be more open and vulnerable approaching others? Are you able to support and encourage others in being more open and vulnerable, understanding that we all exist in this world through the existence of someone else? Think of times when people let down their defenses or let go of their pride, building bridges rather than walls. You probably felt very loved and accepted by people so willing to be vulnerable, not fighting and struggling for importance or to be right. Take another breath and direct yourself to perfect stillness, recognizing the silence of the unlimited potential, the eternal being of love and light. Listen to your heart and feel free to transform pain and fear, opening the prison of your mind, accepting that you are eternal and divine. Let your heart expand your truth in a wordless knowing, giving up duality in silent wisdom, and float on the rays of light of your heart, no longer afraid or vulnerable, but being love again. Breathe and be conscious. I am the light, reborn today. I am the silence in which there are no needs and desires. I am the difference, and all my decisions may create freedom and peace when I give up the battles of ego, being wise again. So I accept I am light, love, perfection I am. I embrace my world, my creation, and initiate it with the love and light of my heart. I am the light, reborn today. I breathe, and I am all one. I am.